Good morning. I'm Hala Ellison. I am an associate in general surgery at Geisinger Medical Center. And as Dr. Shadahang mentioned, one of the associate program directors for the general surgery residency. Before I start, I just would like to ask the audience by show of hands, how many residents are present in the audience right now? Okay. And for the non-residents present, are any folks present who perhaps are interested in starting this program at their own institution? Okay. I think that's just helpful for me as I continue to sort of guide the parts of my story that I intend to share. So I will describe myself as an accidental champion of this program. I completed residency in 2014 and was the first, at that time, TTP associate to complete the program in Geisinger. And I say accidental because it was not my intent. I didn't necessarily seek out the program. As a PGY5, my clinical interest was in surgical oncology, and I applied to surgical oncology fellowship and did not match. Now, at the time, My spouse had completed training several years earlier. We were established in our community. He was starting practice, and my intent was to reapply for surgical oncology. And I thought, well, boy, you know, I really can't. What am I going to do? Move? You know, do we move our family for 1 year? Do we move again? Well, here's this opportunity. I can, you know, I can work as a general surgeon for a year. I can do this. And so that's what I did. And I think the most amazing thing that came out of it was that I continued on in a career as a general surgeon. So I think that speaks to the heart of what Dr. Richardson was saying in his introduction this morning. So some more details about that story. About I started with a wonderful mentor who is currently the program director, Dr. John Widger. One of the most amazing things about this program for me has been that mentorship, you know, establishing the relationships that you maintain with mentors who have an impact on your career, and those relationships stay with you. So in terms of my experience in the program, being the first associate to go through the program, had the opportunity to sort of tailor the clinical experiences to what I was interested in. And so had experience in emergency general surgery, elective general surgery, and then some subspecialty work, colorectal and surgical oncology. And I will share with you so a story that my mentor likes to share, so on his behalf. So my first night on call, taking call, had a case. It was a patient with a cecal volvulus in his 80s, so booked him for the OR. And he said, do you need me to come in? I was like, no, this is fine. I got this. So, and actually the PGY2 resident who scrubbed with me on that case is currently in the audience, and she is doing the TTP program, or excuse me, the mastery in general surgery program now. And the first time that I booked an inguinal hernia, I said, well, you know, do you want to just be around? You know, and I think that speaks to some of our training experiences, that we have a lot of experience in residency doing more complex cases, but when it comes to truly doing the bread and butter general surgery that we're going to be doing out in a community, that's, at least in my case, that's where the confidence was lacking. And so I see a lot of heads nodding throughout the audience, so I think that people understand, you know, that experience that I'm describing. So outside of the value in the clinical experience that I gained, this was the year that I started to understand some of the components of building a practice and practice management. So up to this point, I did not have experience in terms of billing and coding, and now here all of a sudden I have my own clinic, and I am responsible for assigning CPT codes and picking a level of service. And so the first few months of this program were really tremendous in terms of the acquisition and application of knowledge when it came to practice building. Things like, how do you establish relationships with referring providers? you know, how do you maintain efficiency both in the clinic and in the operating room? So these were all things that I had not had much exposure or experience to in residency training, but learned while doing in practice during my TTP year. So the other thing that that I will say was, so I, you know, completed residency in, I've heard the term described as you describe it, the mothership, right? This academic tertiary referral center where you have access to every specialist under the sun and every resource imaginable 24/7. But when you go out into the community, you don't have the same access to the resources. And so having the opportunity to also spend some time at a community hospital was also very valuable because I had to really understand the patient that I was providing care for and the resources that were available at the time. And I think that's important because, you know, as we go out into community practice, we have to, you know, coming from a place where you could do anything and everything at any time and going to a place where you could not, early on I struggled with which patient do I keep at my center and which patient do I have to transfer? What are the services that I can provide for this patient and what are the services that I can provide as a surgeon versus what are the resources available in my hospital, right? So I may be able to provide the service, I may be able to do this operation, but does this patient require additional resources that my hospital cannot support? So that was another piece of the learning that I would say happened, you know, early on and trying to think about which patients, you know, which patients do we keep and which patients do we send. So now I think in terms of the other panels that we've heard from, I think my experience may also be unique because not only did I not seek this program out intentionally as a resident, I found great value in completing the program and now have the opportunity to serve as sort of one of the core faculty for other associates who are going through the program, which I think is really important. So how has my experience impacted my ability to serve in that role for others? So part of that has to do with the way the Geisinger program is structured in our quarterly, you know, our quarterly meetings and discussion. And I think part of that also has to do with having some credibility, you know. I went through it. I will say I still consider myself a junior partner in the phase of my career, still early on in my career, but having gone through it, I think that resonates with people who have completed training who are wondering, you know, why should I do this? I think they have the opportunity to hear directly from someone who's gone through it and then who has stayed on and can still be a resource for them. So I would just like to echo some additional points that have been mentioned. I think one of the things for any program that exists or for those of you who are considering starting the program, I think the nomenclature and the terminology can sometimes be confusing. You know, sometimes you're an associate, sometimes you're a fellow, sometimes you're a partner. And so, you know, whatever that terminology that is that's going to work best at your institution, my advice is that you just pick one name and stick with it to avoid some of the confusion that can come with having the various terminology, the TTP fellow, my junior partner, my associate. I think that's confusing for people, not only within the hospital, but also for patients. So my own personal bias is that you know, they're associates. To help give that junior associate the credibility that they need, even in terms of, you know, how you refer to them, so that as they work to establish their own relationships with patients and with partners and referring providers, that from day one they are seen as a colleague and a partner and an associate. Right. And I'm happy to share any more about my experience when it's time for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Helen.
Thank you.